Blog Talk Radio.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Culture, music, news, reviews. You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Tapped in, yeah, we always on time. First Lady Felicia K on the line. Wanna know what's poppin'? Tap in for the scoop. On all the hot topics. The latest fashion, new music reviews. The hottest artists in exclusive interviews. You came to the right spot. First Lady on deck, keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Keep it locked. Tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Culture, music, news, reviews. You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
It's the First Lady Point of View.
Yes. Good evening, everybody. You are tuned in to the First Lady Point of View, and I'm your host, the First Lady Felicia K. I hope everyone is doing well out there and staying safe in these trying times. Things are getting a little bit better. I want to shout out California for obviously playing by the rules, because as of right now, we have some of the lowest COVID-19 or coronavirus testing rates. So that's what's up. Low positive rates, we with that, right? So we'll be able to open up outside soon, and I can get to my real bag. I can't lie. My line of work, I haven't lost a lot, you know, other than being out wiggling and being able to really move and be on location and on set. And of course, our production studio for television is shut down, so we kind of doing things in a way that's not so comfortable for the most part. But hey, it is what it is. And I know a lot of my guests on radio, they miss being able to come into the studio and sit down and get down with me face to face. But as of right now, we're making it do what it do. And speaking of which, it makes it easier for me to be able to reach out to people like my guest for today. Yes, we are tapping into West Palm Beach, Florida, with my special guest who goes by the name of G Daddy the Boss King. So without further ado, here he is, ladies and gentlemen. G Daddy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. How you doing tonight?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm good. I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? Just blessed by the best, you know. Just doing what it is, you know what I'm saying? By keeping my head above water and just staying real, staying, you know what I'm saying, solid to the game. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. You always seem to be, I watch you wiggle, you know, it's a whole screening process as to how I interact with people. Most people that I have on the show, I have a dialogue with already. I know them personally, or through somebody. And others like yourself, we've been networking together for a couple of years now, for quite some time. And I just watch. I watch patterns and how people move. And you always seem really, regardless of whatever your circumstance is, you always seem really upbeat and you put out positive energy on your TL, and I appreciate that. And that was one of the things that made me, like, when you was all like, yeah, I'm down to interview, I'm like, oh, perfect. He is definitely the climate that I like to have in my radius. So, I want to thank you for that. The energy is always a blessing. How do you manage to stay afloat with the positive energy at all times, especially with the circumstance being what it is right now?
Okay, it's like this. You know what I'm saying? I'm from South Florida, Palm Beach County. You know what I'm saying? Well, they call it 561, but we call it Gunshine State 561. And with so much going on down here, you know what I'm saying, with all the black-on-black crimes and, you know, the cop killing, you know what I'm saying, all this that's going on, it's crazy. But, you know, throughout years as I've become, you know what I'm saying, the man that I am today, you know, I am the seventh kid out of all my mama's children. I lost my mama 10 years ago. I lost my dad.
I'm sorry to hear that.
What, 2004? And it's like by me being wheelchair bound from birth, you know, it's like it ain't hard. You know, to a lot of people it may seem hard, but it ain't hard because, like they say, it ain't nothing too hard for God. So,
right.
With that being said, I take all my pain, frustration, and everything, and I focus it into my music. And see, with the generation today, everybody rapping about guns, everybody rapping about dope. But see, me, like I tell people, you know what I'm saying? I've been in them streets at a young age. I got out them streets at a young age. If I wanted to rap about guns and dope, I could do that. But see, I want to flip the script because we got this young generation growing up out here. And it's time for real role models to come back and get our young generation on the right track. Because there's too much going on as it is right now with this COVID and, you know what I'm saying, cancer and HIV and all this different stuff that's going on in the world. You know, like they said, it's time for us to come together and get it right. So I chose the path to just keep my music on the real beat, you know what I'm saying, as in rapping about, you know what I'm saying, what I do in life, about the way I live, you know what I'm saying, the things like that done. Instead of, you know what I'm saying, getting people to go under. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Well, that's what's up. I think, did you say that you are one of seven children?
Yeah, seven children and baby out of all my mama's kids.
Oh, that's what's
up.
My
mama has seven kids, and I'm the baby out of all of them, you know. But when they come to, everybody needs something, you know what I'm saying? My sisters and brothers, they come to me. You feel me? You know.
You the baby, but you kind of like the big dog at the same time.
Right.
Okay. I respect that. That's what's up. So you mentioned that. That was another question that I was going to get into. You mentioned that you've been wheelchair bound since birth, correct?
Right.
Okay. So that explains why. No. You go ahead.
Mm-hmm. But see, one thing about it, I don't call it a wheelchair. I call it my throne I sit on. Because, that's the reason why, like, my rap name and everything, it all comes together as I tell it to you. Because, see, I call myself the Boss King. See, a lot of people run around here saying they're the king. A lot of people run around here saying they're the boss. So God gave me that triumph and told me to put both of them titles together. And that's what I am. You feel what I'm saying? And see, that's why I call myself the Boss King, because I'm a boss, you know what I'm saying, with the way that I live, you know what I'm saying? I'm a leader. I ain't no follower. And then I'm a king because God put me here for a reason and a purpose, and he got me sitting on this throne for a reason, you know what I'm saying, and a purpose. So that's why I put the two titles together.
I like that throne.
Yeah.
I like that you call it a throne. And like I was going to say, it explains why, you know, you said, because a little earlier you said, I've been in a wheelchair since birth, but it don't stop me none. You could tell that. So that makes it make sense, because if that's the only norm you've ever known, that's why you handle it so gracefully. And I salute you for that, my brother. I commend you. It's rewarding that to see somebody that you would think would be down about a situation, and then you got people that have things that you would think is a blessing always complaining. It's just refreshing that you look at things totally different. So what made you go into the music? What made you decide to start rapping, and how long have you been rapping? Let's do the second half of the question first. How long have you been doing music?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I've been doing music my whole life. Ever since I came out the womb, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I tell people, you know what I'm saying? I didn't pick the game. The game picked me ever since I was in the womb and I came out the womb. And it's always been my passion. It always been something that I love to do. And I'm just like, you know, I'm in it to win it. You know, like I tell people, if you ain't doing something that you ain't happy about doing, don't do it.
Don't do it. Absolutely.
Exactly. See, this is my passion. I love music. Even if I'm getting paid, I'm not getting paid. I love music. I love doing what I do.
That's what's up with it. Well, I'm going to get into a record real quick, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about this record after it's been, and then I'm going to ask you a couple of more questions, and that's kind of how we're going to flow with it, okay? So without further ado, here's our first record for the day by G Daddy, the Boss King, and this one is called Ain't My Fault. I want you all to check it out and enjoy the ride.
Lords of Drip.
Glory will be it.
Drip God. It ain't my fault, haters, you hear me? It ain't my fault, but I'm still clean. It ain't my fault. vibe, man. It ain't my fault. Damn right, don't try, man. It ain't my fault. Y'all better know it ain't my fault. Damn right, it's how it go. It ain't my fault. And I keep it steady. It ain't my fault. Y'all idiots ain't ready. It ain't my fault. I'm still talking. It ain't my fault. Keep it doing, ain't walking. It ain't my fault. Cause y'all keep in mind. It ain't my fault. Watch the way that I shine. It ain't my fault. I'm still on my grind. Pledge is mine, it ain't my fault. And watch the way I unwind, it ain't my fault. I'm finna recline, it ain't my fault. Haters, perpetrators, it ain't my fault. Haters, non-supporters, it ain't my fault. Cause I'm still vibing, it ain't my fault. Still riding, I'm still riding, it ain't my fault. And I'm still rolling, it ain't my fault. Damn right, you never catch me folding. Yeah, the way I talk, the way that this shit down. It ain't my fault, nigga. Damn right, watch the way I come through and clown, nigga. It ain't my fault, haters. None supporters, blockers. Listen, it ain't my fault.
Oh, yes, that was none other than G Daddy, the Boss King, with It Ain't My Fault. Oh, G Daddy, tell me a little bit about who produced that record for you. That beat go hard. I'm into production. Production is like my thing, man. Who did that for you?
To be honest with you, everything that you hear, I did all of that. I did all of that. I'm like, you know, I do everything by myself, you know what I'm saying? I just smash the beats and I do what I do to them. You know what I'm saying? I just kill them. I just kill beats. I slash beats and I kill them. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't write nothing. I just do what I do.
That's what's up. Oh, man. Definitely gifted. A blessing. So tell me this. Do you produce for other artists by any chance, or do you just strictly do your beats for you? Because you're a dope producer if you're producing these beats. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, I do my own thing. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't produced for nobody yet, but I'm in the process of getting ready to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Should.
But I'm in the process right now. Yeah, I'm just doing me for now. You know what I'm saying?
Focusing on number one, the home team. I can respect it, man. So, as far as you just said that you are going to start doing beats for other people, but right now the focus is you. Do you have any features on your project? Do you have people that you're rapping with, or that's a strictly you zone as well?
It's just strictly me. Everything me right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like I said, I'm doing me right now because, see, the reason why I'm doing me, because once I get me all the way done, then I could go ahead and focus on anybody else, you know what I'm saying? Because I got to get myself straight with my music side first, you know what I'm saying? But I don't mind what they might be. I don't mind featuring nobody on my music, but I'm going to do that. Like, next year, I'm going to start featuring people on my music with me, but right now, I'm just doing me.
I respect that. I absolutely respect that. But as far as that producing, you're nice on the beats, and it's money in that. But, you know, you got the attitude like me. When it's for the love, sometimes you get paid, sometimes you don't, and it don't matter. You're still being gratified. So I definitely understand that, especially when I journalism, freelance work back when I first got started over a decade ago, a lot of it was just on the strength. You just show up, you do it for the networking of it all. And then the money came later. Then it became a career, meaning I started getting monetary value for it. So I definitely respect your mindset on that. Speaking of working with people and things of that nature, we're going to take it here. This is a question that I ask every artist that's on the show, all right? Tell me your top five that are alive. They don't have to be in an order, but your top five favorite artists, whether it's rappers, R&B singers, dead or alive, what's your top five?
Okay, my top five, I got to give it to my boy Swaghouse, 8-Ball to MJG. You know what I'm
ooh,
saying?
Nice.
That's first, Swaghouse, them boys first, you know what I'm saying? 8-Ball of MJG. Number two, I got to get some Adult Pop, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, Pop. Number three, the Toy B.I.G. Number four, I got to go way back. I got to go back to, you know what I'm saying, Curtis Blow, you know what I'm saying? All the ones from way back to Curtis Blow, Where Am I Splash, you know, After That Bottle, all the boys from way back then. I got to get to them. All of them in five. I mean, in three. And
okay.
So I got to get to my dog Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Snoop and my boys from the West Coast. You know what I'm saying? Then I got to come back down south, Miami. That's number five, Luke and Chick Dad and all them boys, JT Money and them from Dade County. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay. I respect it. Yeah. I like your lineup. When you said the MJG and A-Ball, that's you the first person to mention them. So I love it. I love it. That's what's up. I can definitely respect the top five. You threw us some bonuses in there out of homage, and I love that as well. So without further ado, though, we're going to get right into another record, and I want to have you talk about this record a little bit as well when we come back. But as of right now, ladies and gentlemen, here it is, another record by none other than G Daddy, the Boss King, and it is called Damn Right, I'm on Fire. Check it out and enjoy the ride, all right? Don't go nowhere, Daddy. We're going to talk about it.
Hey, look at her, hater. Damn right, I'm on fire. And also on fly. Yeah, we lords of drip. Drip God. Hey, hater. Damn right, I'm on fire. Fire, fire. Damn right, I stay fly. Fly, fly. Damn right, I'm on fire. Fire, fire. Damn right, I stay fly. Fly, fly. You wanna know why? Hey, God gave me mine. He took his time, then right up and unwind. Hey, watch the way I put my chin in the air, what recline? Damn right, I'm dope, damn right, and I stay fly. Yeah, I'm on fire. You wanna know why? The pleasure was yours, but now the pleasure's mine. I do me and I ain't wasting no time. Yeah, I'm so fire, damn right, I stay fire. Damn right, I'm on fire, fire. Damn right, I stay fly, fly, fly. Damn right, I'm on fire, fly, fly. Damn right, I stay fly, fly, fly. Damn right, I be fly, yeah, to the sky. I'm doing my thing, damn right, I sit high. You wanna know why? Cause I ain't wasting time. I'm doing my thing, yeah, I'm always on my grind. Yeah, I'm bumping hard like a fucking Alpine. Yeah, I'm on fire, damn right, I won't mind. G Daddy, yeah, on his grind. Yeah, the Boss King on the throne, I'm finna shine. Damn right, I'm on fire, fire, fire. Damn right, I say fly, fly, fly. Damn right, I'm on fire, fire, fire. Damn right, I'm gon' shine, shine, shine. My diamonds round my neck, gon' leave your hater blind. Put your shades on, damn right, I'm gon' shine. Watch the way I come through, watch the way I grind. I'm doing me, damn right, I won't mind. I'm gonna ride, and I'm gon' floss. I'm gon' shine, they call me the boss. Yeah, I'm a king on my throne, watch me floss. I got the win, I'm in my last time I lost. Damn right, I stay fly, fly, fly. Y'all know I'm fly, fly. Damn right, I'm gon' shine, shine, shine. I'm gon' leave all your haters blind. Damn right, I'm on fire, fire, fire. Damn right, I'm fly, fly, fly. Damn right, I'm on fire, fire, fire. Damn right, I'm fly, fly, fly. Yeah, I'm the Boss King. Yeah, G Daddy, I'm doing my thing. Yeah, I'm representing. From the unseen, y'all know me, I'm a big in the game. Yeah, I'm a legend, yeah, legendary. I never been a sucker and I never been scary. Yeah, I'm still rolling, yeah, in my chair. I'm doing my thing, yeah, I'm still out here. Stand right, I'm fly, fly, fly. Stand right, I'm on fire, fire, fire. Stand right, I'm gonna shine, shine, shine. Watch the way I leave all your haters blind. Damn right, I'm on fire, fire, fire. Damn right, I'm fire, fire, fire. Damn right, I'm on fire, fire, fire. Damn right, I stay fly, fly, fly. It's my time.
Yes, indeedy. That was none other than G Daddy, the Boss King, with Damn Right I'm on Fire. All right, tell me a little bit, G Daddy, about the inspiration for that song. Did you do the beat first and then you got on there and came up with the song? Because you said you don't write down the songs, you just come off top of the dome. Or were you just kind of playing with the lyrics in your head and then said, you know what, let me cook up a beat?
It's like when I heard that beat, right? I said to myself, when I first heard it, I had went past it. Then I came back to it, and I said, hold up. And then I said, damn. I said, this beat right up makes me feel I'm on fire. And I know I'm on fire. So what I did is I played it. And then I went back to the beginning, and I just started ripping on it. And it just came out just like he is.
Okay. So now here's another question for you in regards to collaboration and working with other people. You said we're going to push that off in the future, but do you have anybody in mind, whether it's up and coming artists or indie artists or mainstream artists, that in your mind you think would be a great collaboration for you that you would like to work with? And if so, who would that be off the top of your head that you can think of?
Oh, man, I got so many. Name them.
You got time. Name them.
I say JT Money. I say Trick Dad. I say Clive. I say Snoop. I say I go in D8, all the MJG up. I want to do something with them. You know what I'm saying? I got to go to Texas. I got to rap, do some things with, you know what I'm saying, my dog. You know, I mean, Sim Thug, you know what I'm saying? All the boys up there, you know what I'm saying? It's so many more Snoop. I love to do some stuff with Snoop and the boys up there. You know, I even do some things with Kodak Black and all them boys. I mean, Rick Ross, all of them. It just don't matter. It's like, if the music tight, the flow right. You feel what I'm saying? It don't even matter to me.
Well, I could definitely hear you collaborating with Ply. That, when as soon as you said his name, I'm like, oh, yeah. With the way you... I could see that. I could see that mixture. So yeah, that's what's up. So I want you to tell me a little bit about, as far as you said that you're the youngest of seven siblings, six siblings and seven altogether. Does any of your siblings, tell me a little bit about how they get down, as far as, are any of your siblings involved in music or no? No entertainment, just you?
No, just me, because you know, it's like, my sisters and my brother, well, my oldest brother, he did. He died in, 89. But my other brother, he liked to play football, you know what I'm saying? But he was in the army. He got out, and, you know, ever since my daddy died, he disappeared. But, you know, I'm going to find him whenever, you know. But my mama had a dead baby, and then my other three sisters, my baby sister, she stayed in GVL and Gainesville, you know what I'm saying? And she liked to cook. She liked to cook. She liked, you know, she liked to cook good food, you know what I'm saying? Soul food, Haitian food, Jamaican food, you know what I'm saying? Whatever it is, she liked to cook. Because, see, my nationality is I'm Haitian, Jamaican, and Indian. You know, you feel
okay.
So it's like my baby sister, she liked to cook. She, you know what I'm saying? She takes plays from my mom and my auntie. So that's how I do that. But I'm the musical one in the family.
Okay, so you the only one that got the bug, so that's what's up. You know, usually you'll hear about it being somewhere down the line, like. But then sometimes you get the first generation in music, and it sounds like that's you, and I respect that. All right, so as far as the records that we're playing today, are they off of a particular project? If so, tell me a little bit about the project, or are they sporadic, meaning these are all singles from different projects?
Well, them right there, them songs with her, yeah. Them singles right now. And they're on Apple Music, they're on Spotify, they're on iTunes, they're on Pandora, they're on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? They're on all, you know what I'm saying, platforms right now. You know what I'm saying? Everything, they're on all platforms right now. You know what I'm saying? I've been working hard to get that done and whatnot. And, you know, get my BMI and all that, things like that. So I just been on a mission for grinding. I just been grinding, you know what I'm saying, grinding hard. You know what I'm saying, with the grace of God, you know what I'm saying, on my back and in me. I just been doing what I do, you know what I'm saying, because it's like my project, like my main project, what I'm getting ready to put together with them songs on it, it's going to be called Me Against Hatred. You feel what I'm saying? And I was thinking about that title because, you know what I'm saying, so many cats out here hating so much on each other instead of coming together and supporting and helping one another. You know what I'm saying? I just don't, you know, up to the point now, I don't really deal with a lot of people because there's so much jealousy, negativity, hatred, and it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why. Why? I mean, it's so much talent out here. So
yes.
much. And it hurts me because everybody want to be hating on one another, jealous of one another. For what reason? God gave
right,
us the
right.
same thing. And I'm like, with that being said, all the violence, the guns, the killing, it didn't stop, man, because it ain't getting us nowhere. They see the they see the pandemic out here. They see the AIDS out here. They see all the camps out here. I mean, come on, man. What else y'all trying to do, you know?
And we dying at an alarmingly high rate. Yeah, you're right. And we dying at an alarming high rate. I've been noticing that outside of what's going on with just them shooting down at random the police in the street, you've got people that's under 50 years old, 50 and under, just dying of heart attacks and cancer in our culture, black people. So it's scary, man. It's a time where it's really the sign of the times. And it's a time where we should be reaching out to each other, uplifting and supporting each other. All of that competing and what I consider lane merger, meaning you got a particular lane or something that you do and you've been doing and focusing on, but you see so-and-so winning at this, so now you're going to merge over there. He or she getting all the shine at that. I'm going to do that too now. You know what I'm saying? It's ugly, man, and it's sad that, you know, people don't have the mindset like what you were just speaking of. Is this a time to come together and unify and uplift each other? Because the way it's going, I can wipe all this out tomorrow, and it's just over. It's a wrap. And will you be at peace with the life that you live if it was your punch out time right now? You know, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day.
And that's real. You know what I'm saying? That's what I be talking about. Because my thing is, I be hearing, you know, I'm like, you know, I don't knock nobody for what they say and how they do. But I'm like, with this thing, everybody's saying Black Lives Matter, right? But to me, this is my thing. The Black Lives Matter, right? Why you got so many black-on-black crimes? Why you got brothers hating on brothers, homeboys hating on homeboys, females hating on their homegirls? And it's just like, come on, man. If Black Lives Matter, y'all wouldn't even be worried about no negativity, no jealousy, none of that. Y'all would be trying to come together and help one another and support one another instead of lying on each other, trying to steal from one another, go so far trying to kill one another for what?
I know that's right.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And see, that's my thing. That's why I like a lot of music that I make. If you hear me, when I be saying like haters, because it's like it's a lot of them out there. Like my song, you can hate if you want. You know what I'm saying? Things like that, though, I mean, I'm like, come on, man, for what? I'm like, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But, you know, when I face the East is on, you know what I'm saying? I just pray for them to keep going. You feel me?
You got to. You can't let it consume you, because at the end of the day, they're going to do that anyway. I remember it used to get under my skin, like when people would hate and all of that. Now, all I could do is wish them the best and pray for them and keep it moving, because they exist. And I can't get caught up in their energy them, meaning you get too consumed with, why are you hating on me? That's something that's between them and God. They got to work that out. That's internal. That's bigger than you or I. You know, step back from that and just look at it for what it really is. Like, that ain't my fight. That's not my problem. I used to really get consumed in that. Like, well, what I do, like, you know, now it's like, you know what? I didn't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's internal. That's an internal beef that somebody is fighting. And you got to leave that up to God. And, so that's the deal with that. Well, we're going to get into another record, and we're going to come back and chop it up a little bit more. This next record is by G Daddy, the Boss King, and it's called Get High, all right? And Smoke. How about that? So let's get into it. I want to watch the hand.
Yeah, what hand? Yeah, we off and smoking on that good green. That good gunja, dawg. This Lord of Trump. CFD me with your monster. I get high in a beer. Yeah, I get high. And my dear, I get. Yeah. I get blazed up, my nigga smoke that if you know me. On that good cushion, that grip, my nigga, can you feel me? Sipping on the bottle of that yike. I see an old school chief in the brain, this real shit back. Sit back, relax, don't need to fuss and fight. We finna make this good shit, my nigga, do it sound right. Damn, I just grab the mic and then I get ignited. Yeah, ignite, my nigga, y'all know I'm excited. Yeah, no pen and pad, no need to be writing. I'm doing this real shit from the heart, so don't be biting. Yeah, the rapper from the street should be me. I get high in the motherfucker, feel me, see? I get high. I get high in the bed, roll that split. I get high, don't make me mad, don't need to talk shit. You hear me? Well, I'm cool, calm, collected. Yeah, you better respect it. I'm doing my thing, damn right. This a double decker. Wheelchair rolling, man, know it be me. And dog cheapin' on that good green. I'm cheapin' on that good green. You know what I mean? I represent the unseen. A wheelchair ride, G from Palm Beach County. Dog, you see me? Yeah, you better find me, cause I'm grinding. If you understand me, boy, I'm on the mic and wasting time and get high. Yeah, and check the altitude and high like a plane in the sky. Hey, what it do? I say, hey, you know, it let me come through. I'm blazing real hot, damn right, hey, fool. I get high. I get high, little bit. Yeah, but dog, I get high. It blaze up another split. Hey, yeah. Hey, dog, it don't matter. It could be medicated. It could be marijuana. It could be what crip, my nigga. All that good shit, y'all up on me. Yeah, that citrus, yeah. That citrus orange, that good crip. That dog that made me say, oh, damn, yeah, that take a sip. Hey, yeah. Dipping the real of the motion. Nigga, I'm smoking on that good dose. Hey, dog, what I told you. A gem from the dirty. Y'all don't worry. Got Florida on my bike, my nigga. I ain't in a hurry. I get high. Still blazing, still rolling, still cooling. Yeah, my nigga, damn it, this boy, you still ballin'. Yeah, and rolling, I'm smoking my. That's what it's by. Nigga, get high in the bitch. What I'm talking about, get high. I get high in the bitch. And in the dog, I get high. I'm so blazed up in this bitch. Right there. Yeah, I'm sitting here in my garage looking at the birds fly. Listen to them perk, my nigga, and they say hi. Damn, that's what I'm feeling, cause I'm blazed. A high ass nigga in the chair, my nigga, I don't play. Damn, my nigga, let the smoke play. Let the smoke play. Let it what? Free. It's real shit, Lord, the drip. I'm G, that D. I get high. I get high in the bitch. Hey, yeah, this the remix, my nigga. All this shit together. Ain't like Jay-Z, Rockefeller, Bad Boy P. Diddy. Hey, who it is tonight? Jeff Rowe, my nigga, I'm performing kind of nigga. I'm with your mom's music, bro. Hey, say what's up to all my G's and downs. I'm fly, treat daddy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, come play. All the boys down there today, my nigga. All the boys. Casey Money. You know what I'm saying? All the people. You know what I'm talking about? All my niggas down there. You know what I'm saying? All them niggas down there. Rick Ross, all the boys. Damn right, we get high. We get high in the bitch. And damn right, I'm gonna play this drop one more time. Yeah, open this bitch. Get your mobs, you knew the bitch. Yeah, high in the bitch. Yeah, see, my little brother tried to marry. Yeah, high. Fred won it, damn right, we been getting rich. Catch my pitch.
Yes, yes. That was none other than G Daddy, the Boss King, with Get High, a little bit of smoke that he is. All right, man, that one was a kickback chill. I tell everybody a little bit about what type of time you was on when you made that record.
Man, when I made that record, I was high in the pit. I ain't gonna say no lie. I was high, sitting in the garage. I bullshit tonight. I was so high, I was sitting in the garage. And so, man, I was so high, so I said, damn, I feel good. So, I just, because see, one thing about me when I smoke, I start wanting to rap. That's one thing about me when I smoke, I like to rap. Even when I'm not high, I still rap. But when I'm high, I want to rap. So, it's like, what happened was, I was sitting in the garage, and I had hit the blunt about 3 times. Next thing you know, I said, damn. I said, let me find some beats. And when I found that beat, that was like the second beat I found. When I found it, I said, man, this sound like I want to get high. And I said that. And when I went back to the beginning, I went on and I recorded on it. And it came out like that.
That's what's up. You could tell because it was a real kickback record. You could tell that it was like, okay, this is what it is. This is what type of time I'm on. We're going to ride it out on some high shit. That's what's up. I'm not mad at that at all. So tell everybody a little bit about. Go ahead.
When I recorded that song, I played that song like 10 times after I recorded.
That's what's up. So as far as you said you were born and raised in Miami, correct?
No, I was born and raised in Palm Beach County. In Florida.
Okay, okay.
Palm Beach County. It's like
I'm sorry, you did say that.
It's like an hour from Miami.
Okay, okay, okay. And that's where you've always been all your life?
Yeah, So I'm from West Palm, but I was raised up in Revere, which we call Revere the Raw. We call Revere the Raw, and we call West Palm West Norm.
Okay, okay, okay. So that's what's up with that. Well, what can we expect from you as far as music, as far as, like, do you have any shows coming up, whether you're doing any virtual shows or you just kind of waiting for the smoke to clear with this pandemic? Because I know a lot of places in Georgia and Florida, you guys is kind of opening back up, correct? Or is you guys still shut down as well? Because here,
yeah,
you got moderate movement,
yeah,
but we not opened up as far as entertainment and stuff like that yet in California. So what about you guys? Are you guys opened up yet?
It's like we opening up slowly but surely down here. But see me, like you just asked, I'm just waiting for really like a lot of more to smoke the clip, because I'm like, I don't want to get out there and then they start, you know what I'm saying, all this other stuff, because they still talk about this thing, you know, this pandemic going on. So I'm just trying to be real cautious and real safe before I even clean it out there like that. Though. You feel what I'm saying? Cause see,
yeah, me too.
I'm
yeah,
like I said, I ain't got time to be playing out here like that though, because, you know, a lot of people, they ain't going to tell you if they sick. They ain't gonna tell you, you know what I'm saying, what's wrong with them.
Mm-hmm.
They just out there. You feel me? So I just keep myself safe and calm, you know what I'm saying?
Me too. I mean, it's like, of course, like I said, it's not, for me, as a lot of my business, like, in the studio, we can't have guests come in. We have to have our guests tap in via Zoom or like right now, the way we're doing this right now. And a lot of guests, they look at you like, I had a couple people feel away because, you know, they like, well, I did previous interviews and we went to their studio and I'm thinking, but not licensed radio, I bet. A real business that, like, you know, a lot of people got on hustles with the little internet radio and stuff, which is all great. But those people that are doing that legitimate production companies and businesses and studios, even when you watch TV right now, what you see, they all on Zoom, right? You know, like, so that go to tell you, like, the real production agencies and things like that are not opening up yet because it's safe, because like you said, people, they're not going to be all the way a stack with you. I'm seeing a lot of people moving around and they at these events. Oh, so-and-so's event, red carpet, birthday party, no mask on. Everybody hugging and touching. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with y'all? This stuff is going to still be there. That's recreation. That's networking, really. Like, because a lot of y'all ain't even getting paid for them gigs. It's just networking. Which networking is great, like you and I spoke of. A lot of times you got to network before you get to the bag. I get that. Been there, done that. Still not too big to do it. You know what I'm saying? Still do it when it's right. But Why would you go out and risk your safety and the safety of others and risk bringing something back even to your loved ones and your family just to be out there to take a picture and post it on the internet, just to go live on the gram? To me, that makes no sense. The mindset of that. I respect you saying you're going to wait. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
That's very true because, you know, like right now, me and my godbrother, I call him my godbrother. He's my friend, my best friend from Miami. And we call ourselves Lords of Drip. You know what I'm saying? Drip God, CMTB, UHM off the music. And what happened is we were doing, I don't know if you're familiar with the Under Pressure series that we were putting out earlier back in the month. And it was like we were putting the Under Pressure series early on back in the month. We were putting them out before the pandemic even started. And, you know what I'm saying, I used to go up to this spot. We used to shoot different scenes for the Under Pressure scene, you know what I'm saying, that we was showing on YouTube and everything. And what happened was, they, you know, when the pandemic, to make a long story short, what it's about, the Under Pressure series, it's about reality, about real life stories that are going on right now today. And what we were doing, we were telling people about the pandemic before it even came out to get everybody to know what was going on and to get them prepared for it. But, you know, it's like people these days, I'm going to put it like this up because I don't sugarcoat nothing. People these days, they rather believe a lie than believe the truth. So as we were putting that out, they were digging it. They were looking at it, but they weren't really feeling it until the pandemic came out. When once the pandemic came out, then everybody wanted to jump on us and wanted to start saying, oh, Y'all boys tell the truth, this, that, and that, but we were trying to warn people before it even happened. Now that they see what's going on, now everybody, like, they look crazy because we were trying to warn people to tell people what was going on before it even happened. You see what I'm saying? But to make a long story short, my godbrother, he didn't want me to come up to the spot to shoot scenes, to shoot some more scenes for the new series, but like I told him, I said, bro, you know what I'm saying, with this pandemic going still out here, I can't come through like that, though. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm not saying I don't trust you, but I'm to the point I don't trust nobody because I don't know what nobody mind frames or what they got going on. So with that being said, I keep myself safe until the smoke clear. You know what I'm saying? Once the smoke clear, then, like I told you, once I come through, you know, we'll do what we got to do. But rather than that, I got to keep my mind focused on the real estate, safe with it.
I know that's right, and I respect it, man. Well, we're going to get into another record. And so here it is, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, this is none other than G-Daddy the Boss down in Florida, and this record is called Let Me See You Shake, Rock, and Roll. Check it out and enjoy the ride.
It is I, the fly.
Your body want lose control.
Yeah, lose control, girl. Yeah, on the dance floor. This shit get dropped, yeah, go low. Yeah, it's just rolling one time. And let me put the realness on your mind. Yeah, I'm watching you, yeah, from a distance. Yeah, instead of watching you, girl, is it listening? Yeah, the way you grab that pole, the way you go low, the way you take control. Yeah, shake it, drop it, roll it. Hey, baby girl, I know you can't hold it. Yeah. It was shaking and doing your thing. Hey girl, don't break it. Let me see you shake, rock, roll. Let me see you shake, rock, roll. Let me see you shake, rock, roll. Until your body will lose control. Yeah, ride a pole, go up and down. Ooh, I love your way, so out. Yeah, and when you're doing it, yeah, make the booty jump. Yeah, when it touch the ground. Ooh, and when you dance, you got me in the trance. Yeah, you got me holding my pants. Well, I'm doing my thing, damn, rubbing clearly. Girl, do you understand? Let me see you just shake, rock, roll. Let me see you shake, rock, roll. Let me see you shake, rock, roll. Until your body won't lose control.
Why you feeling it?
I'm just watching, girl, I'm still clocking you. Understand me, damn, girl, I'm still jocking you. Yeah, the way you were moving. Damn right, you got to feel like me, energy is grooving. Yeah, you know my life like a movie. I love the way you do it, girl, get into it. Yeah, the way you say
see you shake, rock, roll. Let me see you shake, rock, roll. And see your body what loop control. Yeah.
One of those ones that could be played in the strip club too. It's got that vibe. It's got that vibe. I like that one. It's real smooth. That's what's up. Is that what was that where you were going with that one when you made that one? G Daddy. Let's see if we can't cue him back up. We're going to get on another record. And this one is also by G Daddy, the Boss King. G, that's you?
Yeah, that's me. I'm in. I have my phone on mute, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what's up with that? That shake, the rock and roll. That give me a strip club vibe. Is that where you was going with that one?
You already know. When I heard that beat, I snatched it instantly. And I just went on ahead and did that right off rip. And I say, yeah. And see, I'm going to tell you one thing. When I did that song, I ain't think it was going to be that hot, right? I'm being honest with you. I ain't think it was going to be that hot when I did it. And then when I did it, I played it like three times. And my son and my nephew, and I'm like, oh, we like that. They were like, that gets jamming. So I'm like,
that's the
no.
one I like,
so
too. I like that one. That one is real. You heard me singing. I was just like, shake. I don't know. I like that one.
Yeah.
That's the what?
Yeah, man. And, you know, my God brother, he told me, he said, bro, he said, that right there hit. He said, that's for the strip club. That's the strip club hit right there. And I just been pushing it ever since then. It's on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Pandora, TikTok, it's on all that stuff.
Okay. Well, before we get into the last record for the day, what can we expect from you in the near future? Do you plan on, once it opened up outside, we got into it a little bit, but we didn't go all the way there. Do you plan on doing any shows when it opened up and any music videos? Do you plan on doing any music videos for any of these singles that we got here?
Oh yeah, all them singers right now, they're gonna have music videos coming very soon. I'm planning, cause see, my birthday is December, so I'm planning like by the time my birthday hit, I'm planning on getting all these organized, so I'm gonna get these video shoots done for them for 2021. You feel what I'm saying? I want to have them done by the end of August, but I know, dealing with how I want these videos for these songs, it's going to take a minute. So I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and do all the video shoot for these songs 2021.
Okay, I can respect that. I know we all kind of, 2020 has just been so hectic, and we at the end of it. I was going to drop something myself, not as far as like no music or music videos, but it's something else that's been in the works, been cooking, right. And I've been sitting on the trigger for a minute. And then the other day, I started to say, well, go ahead and announce it, put it out there. And something told me, nah, sit on it, wait till the new year, start the new year off fresh with positive vibes. So I definitely respect your timing and waiting on that. And sometimes it's just better to ice it, just put it on ice and then thaw it out when the temperature is right. And you know, I respect that. Sometimes it's just best to wait. So that's what's up with that.
Yeah.
And you said all the music that we heard today can be found on Apple, Spotify, Pandora, TikTok, basically all digital platforms, correct?
Yes, ma'am, you know it.
All right. Well, we're going to get on our last record for the day, and then we're going to come back and chop it up a little bit. And after we chop it up a little bit more, I want you to tell everybody how they can follow you and all of that good stuff. But as of right now, here's the last record by G Daddy, the Boss King, and this one is called Let Me See Ya. All right? So check it out and enjoy the ride, everybody.
Yeah. All been building, Lords of Judah, Drip Gods, CFTV, we are your mark, your music, wanna see your bop, 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 bop to the beat, wanna see your bop, 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 we bringin' more heat, let me see your bop, we in the club, no need to dance, down right, what's up, guess what, rock. Yeah, back and forth. Yeah, gon' bop. Yeah, show off. Yeah, do your thing. Yeah, just bring it. Yeah, just rock it. Hear the beat still banging. Yeah, I'm still ringing. Yeah, in your ear. I'm doing my thing. Do I make myself clear? Let me see your bop, 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 bop to the beat. Let me see your bop, 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 bop. We bringing this heat, bringing this fire. Yeah, I'm still blazing. Let me see your bop. Damn right, they going crazy. Yeah, in the club. Yeah, they still moving. Yeah, they still grooving. Watch the way they do it. Yeah, they still bopping. Yeah, they still rocking. I'm doing my thing. Nobody can stop me. Yeah, I'm doing me, so you better do you. Let me see your bop and represent your crew. Let me see your bop, bop. Bop, 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 bop to the beat. Let me see your bop, 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 bop. We bring them on heat. Let me see your bop. Yeah, up north. Let me see your bop. Yeah, show off. Let me see your bop. Yeah, on the east coast. Let me see your bop. Yeah, just spoke. Let me see your bop. Yeah, on the west coast. Let me see your bop. Y'all know what it is. Let me see your bop. Yeah, we from the south. Yeah, we showing up. Damn right is what it's about. Hey, let me see your bop. Bop, 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 bop to the beat. Let me see your bop. Bop, 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 bop. We bring them on heat. Let me see your bop. I'm still bopping in my chair. I'm doing my thing and I'm still out here. Yeah, I'm still bopping. Yeah, I'm still rocking. Yeah, I'm still rolling. Nobody can hold me. Let me see your bop.
Ah, yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. That was none other than G Daddy, the Boss King. But let me see. I hope you all enjoyed that. I hope you all enjoyed the ride today thus far. We're going to get ready to wrap it up. But before we do, we need you to go ahead and plug in all your social media outlets. G Daddy, tell the people how they can follow you and tap into your music.
Well, they can follow me on Facebook. I got two pages on Facebook. One on Alonzo L. Scott. They can follow me on there. And they can follow me on my other Facebook page, Boss King L. Scott. You feel what I'm saying? And they can also follow me on SoundCloud as Mr. Gucci Maserati. That's MR.GUCCIMAZERATTI, Mr. Gucci Maserati on SoundCloud. And I'm also on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? They can follow me on Instagram. And Mr. Gucci Maserati 72. Yeah, Mr. Gucci Maserati 72 on SoundCloud. I mean on Instagram.
Okay.
I had a Twitter, but go ahead.
No, no, no. You said you don't have Twitter no more, so that's that on that. And then far as your music, go ahead and tell them that again about the digital platforms that all the ones that your music is available on and what it's available under.
I'm on all platforms. I'm on Apple Music. I'm on Spotify. I'm on iTunes. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Pandora. I'm on all the music platforms. I'm on all digital platforms.
All right, and you all those platforms, your music can be found under G Daddy the Boss King. That is correct?
No, they can find it under South Florida Finest, G Daddy the Boss King, the legend.
All right, that's the deal on that.
Yep.
And I want to thank you once again, G Daddy the Boss King, for being with us today, well, this evening. All right, so that's it for the kids, you all. I want to thank you all for taking this ride with me on this lovely Saturday evening. We're going to do it all over again this week, same time, same place. Actually, we're going to do it an hour sooner like we always do, 7 p.m. Pacific time. And y'all already know, I'm your host with the most, the First Lady Felicia K. Until next time, man, reach back to those that are coming up behind you. Pay homage to those who did it before you. You'll feel good about yourself. I promise you will, man. I promise you will. Until next time, y'all. Peace, one love. May God bless your hustle. And I am out of here, man. Yes, indeed.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Culture, music, news, reviews.
First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. It's the First Lady Point of View.
Tapped in, yeah, we always on time. First Lady Felicia K on the line. Wanna know what's poppin'? Tap in for the scoop. On all the hot topics. The latest fashion, new music reviews. The hottest artists and exclusive interviews. You came to the right spot. First Lady on deck, keep it locked.
Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View. First Lady Point of View.
Culture, music, news, reviews. You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
You tuned in.
First Lady Point of View.
It's the First Lady Point of View.